Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
After Adam had eaten of the tree, the Lord God called to him and asked him, "Where are you?" After the fall of man, we became strangers to paradise, to Eden. And what started out as paradise now takes on discomfort, strangeness, unfamiliarity. There, man no longer belongs, but hides himself. And what prompted man to hide after falling was the voice of God, who was walking in Eden. What they heard the voice of God saying before our first parents hid is not revealed. But what the voice of God said just afterwards is. God called Adam, "Vocavitque Dominus Deus Adam et dixit ei, ubi es?" Where are you? The Lord, who knows all things, in asking this question, in a way has accepted man's decision to hide, and has asked Adam to explain in his own words what has happened, starting from the place where. Where man is, where you are, clearly makes a difference to God. It is striking to note that where man decided to hide was in the midst of the trees of Eden. And trees generally can make great hiding places, that is, except from God who planted them. And after the conversation there amidst the trees has ended, man is expelled from Eden and all of its trees. Our first parents are exiles, strangers, and aliens. God's call there, which we heard, in search of man in Eden, is a very fitting place to begin for today's memorial, Mary, Mother of the Church. God called out to Adam asking where he was, and though this ends in his expulsion, in God's call we hear some hint of the Church. The word Church itself, which we first hear from in the scriptures from the mouth of our Savior himself, from St. Matthew's Gospel, ecclesia, which means a convocation, convocare, or those called out from. It is an assembly of those called together by the voice of God, not strangers or aliens or exiles, but those called to belong in a place, a home, a kingdom, a church. As we have seen, the place where we are matters very much to God, and so he has given us one. Elsewhere in the gospel, our Savior speaks of a householder who, not letting some enter the house because he says, "I do not know where you are. I do not know where you are from." But the householder is very generous. He has built us a house and has called us to it. His voice calls us. Our Savior says that he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. They do not hide from his voice. The church is the place where we no longer hide, but respond to God's call to himself in the place where we belong in the church. And the crowning jewel of the many gifts for us in this church is, of course, the mother of the church, Our Lady. Where is she? We find her not hiding from God's voice behind a tree, but listening to God's voice, standing with God under the tree on which he hangs. The voice of God saying to all of us, "Behold your mother. Behold her. She does not hide. She stands in plain sight." And it was only after this revelation of our mother that the scriptures reveal, after this, aware that everything was now finished, Jesus said, "I thirst." Christ built his church on Peter and then gives it a mother at the cross. And although we hear about the church first with Peter, our catechism states that the Marian dimension of the church precedes the Petrine, because Mary goes before all of us in holiness, the holiness that is the church's mystery, as the bride without spot or wrinkle. So it is from the cross that we see the beginnings of our church built by Christ, pouring forth from his side, with his mother now given to us. Indeed, Mary is the mother of the church, of those called, the assembly called, the convocation called. It is the place where we are not hiding from God, but like Mary, stand beside him in plain sight, heeding his voice, standing with him in grace. A mystery we do not deserve, but are given. And may we always rejoice that we have been given a place where we belong, with a mother to whom we belong. We need not hide beneath other trees, but hiding behind her, who is our ultimate tree of life, we will never be far from God, but right beside him, who is the fruit of her womb.
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot Circle podcast. May God bless you.